29th, Tuesday. Are you worried about your future? Children of God have no reason to worry. Charles Schwab was an on-call handyman. However, he did his best with the tasks entrusted to him. Wherever he was, he prayed and praised as he cleaned. He was soon placed in a permanent position in the maintenance department. Later, he was selected as the personal secretary of the company president. Afterward, Mr. Schwab succeeded Steel King Andrew Carnegie and became the owner of the company. Don't worry about the future that hasn't even arrived yet. Just focus on the now and today. You just need to pray that God's kingdom will be established in everything He has given to you, and do your best. Discovering uniqueness, Acts chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. When you discover only, it's easy to discover uniqueness. By discovering only from your simplest circumstances, you can also discover uniqueness from your smallest tasks. If that's the case, when will the answer of uniqueness come? Number one, the start of answers regarding uniqueness. The answer of uniqueness comes after those who know the reason and possess the answer of only. Listen to God's word in worship. That's why you mustn't lose hold of the word. When you hold on to God's important covenant, you'll enjoy the blessings of true oneness and the works of Pentecost. Number two, the result of the answer of uniqueness. As a result of the answer of uniqueness, five God-given powers emerge. You'll gain physical strength, wisdom, and spiritual power given by God. At this time, through the blessing of meetings and the economy of light that follow, you'll save the field. Remnants don't need to worry about the future because they can enjoy the answer of uniqueness in the simplest circumstances before them and through God's Word. Dear God, through worship and the Word, while holding on to the reason and answers of only, may I enjoy the answer of uniqueness. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.